again, we've been planting the seed in terms of eliciting those submodalities, which the side effect is that as you rolled forward, you've basically now done it three times, and I'm noticing that you're just finding a better efficiency of how to do that. There's always going to be this refinement of questions. An interesting moment popped up where you asked a question to Susan, and she responded, the feeling was guilt. Now, that's going to be beneficial, yet at the same time, when we get into language patterns, that is a nominalization. That is a time that we have taken a feeling and we've turned it into a noun, and I cannot open up an envelope and hand you a big wad of guilt. Though I'm flashing two family examples where that has actually happened. But anyway, guilt is a label. Guilt is a title. So it's where if we get a representation as in a word, a descriptor, a feeling, it's anxious, it's nervous, it's guilt. It's not a brick wall. Instead, what it actually is a trigger you need to continue asking questions, which is the example was that I shared. And as you focus on that feeling of guilt, you're feeding back. How do you feel that in your body? Oh, it's like a thud in my chest. And we got a sensation, yet also had a sound associated with it as well. It's kind of why I said you will never actually go through that document, like a spreadsheet, with a person ever again after this course, that you basically get the idea of how to do it. So if you ever get a label, a title, a word, it's just a trigger to ask further questions. And as you focus on that feeling of guilt, how do you feel that in your body? And that sensation of guilt, that sort of caving in sensation in your inner chest, is it, what's the temperature? Warm, cold, somewhere in the middle? And you're gathering the information based on that. The moment of driving the change or testing for the change, I've given you the simplest overview of it up here, which would simply be, and I said this to each of the groups in practice and everybody laughed at it, and I want you to laugh at this idea because it's ridiculous. Basically, you don't want to take the thing, thus represented by the smiley face and the frowny face, you don't want to take the thing that is already going really well for them and make it worse. And again, we laugh at that because it makes sense. Okay, wonderful. You are collecting your receipts for tax time throughout the year, so you're always ready for taxes ever since you got that audit. That's something you're doing well. And as you're taking that skill of collecting your receipts and speaking to your bookkeeper, and now make the images black and white, how do you feel now? Oh, I don't want to do it now. No, that was the benefit. That was the strength. And as you're aware how, without fail, you're actually, as you're traveling, modifying your calendar of how you exercise so that time is sacred and you're still taking care of it. The same way that you would call a family member, the same way you would be there for the thing at your kid's school. And as you take that and take those moving images and make them still, what do you notice? Oh, I'm not as motivated. No, we never want to take the positive thing into the negative submodality. We always want to drive the thing that they want to change, the content, into the context of this. So let me just give you some simple examples to really drive this home. What was the thing you wanted to do better?
Oh, exercise.
So as you take that exercise, and again, just ignore that these might be different. For the sake of this explanation, I've made them all different. I've just gone ahead and eliminated the ones that might have been the same. As you take that exercise and let the sounds become softer, what do you notice now? There's an example of that. What's the thing you wanted to do better, Steve?
Attend more growth seminars.
And as you think about attending more seminars to continue your education and make those images moving, what do you notice now? There's an example. What's the thing you wanted to do better?
Exercise.
And as you think of the exercise and let the feelings in your body become warmer, what do you notice now? And again, this is assuming that these were your submodalities. They clearly obviously weren't because I didn't elicit them. What was the thing you wanted to do more of, Tom?
Exercise.
As you focus on that exercise and you bring those feelings inside of your body rather than outside of your body, what do you notice now? That's as simple as the shifting, the driving becomes. If there ever becomes the moment, and Steve, just play along, if there's ever the moment where I say, and as you think about attending more seminars, and you take all those images and now make them black and white, and if I get the response of, now I'm not motivated, okay, that's fine. Just release that, bring it back to color, make it back to what it was before. Okay, good. Though as you take those seminars and now bring those sounds you were hearing off to your right and now move them to your left, what do you notice now? So basically, if there's ever one that doesn't apply the shift, we just let it go. But if there's ever a one that we end up making the good thing worse, clean up the mess you've now created, and then test something else. I won't say you will never. No, you will most likely not hit a, we've completely ruined the entire process by shifting one submodality that ended up making the problem worse. That'll never, most likely never, be the end all of that process. But instead, all you have to do is just simply bring it back to what it was before. Sometimes, as another example, you may have the moment where the negative state didn't have any sounds, but the positive state did. That is still a difference. So this is the binary now. This was a zero, this was a one, but the benefit is we actually have a characteristic. Make sense? So the metaphor that I love is when we moved into our home, the first thing we did was there were two rooms, our living room and our basement, were very, very dark rooms with plug-in floor lamps, which we hate. So they're so cheap now and they cost nothing to run. We put in those dimmable LEDs. And the dimmer switches that we have are the ones that it's not a dial. It has the little valve, the little slider that goes up and down, but then beneath it, there's an on-off switch, which is nice because kind of like those webinar lights that I have in the back office, I keep them calibrated to a very specific setting, and thanks to the little remote control, it's now either on or off. But then again, there are some moments if I'm shooting with the desktop rather than the laptop, I need it brighter because that camera's not as good. So it's where, to extend that metaphor, it was just completely turned off here. But now I know it's turned on here, and it also happens to be soft. So recognize that there may be a difference in terms of on or off, but also you can use those characteristics as well.